The next item of business is the approval of Mr. Owen Hegarty's termination payments. Now, before I deal with this resolution, I want to acknowledge again Owen's contribution to Oxiana since its formation in 1994. Owen ceased to be the Managing Director or CEO of Oxiana following the Supreme Court's approval of the merger on the 20th of June. Owen has led what in 1994 was a company with a market capitalisation measured in the tens of millions of dollars through its transformation into a respected multi-billion dollar global miner with high quality assets. It also had a powerful development pipeline and what is arguably the most extensive exploration program within the region. In that time, he garnered a loyal employee and shareholder base due to his skillful, passionate and dedicated leadership of the company. He has also become an industry identity and indeed an expert in the field. And we are delighted to be able to retain him as the Director of Oz Minerals. I would, on behalf of the board, like to formally thank Owen for his past and anticipate his future contribution to the company. Well, I've got to say, and thank you, Mayor. Owen's really created Oxiana from nothing about 10 years ago, and there's plenty of people have contributed to its growth over the time. But it was really Owen's vision, energy, commitment, and, let me say, indomitable spirit that has defined Oxiana. And in that process, he's generated substantial value for shareholders. The total shareholder return received by Oxiana shareholders over the past 8 years has been five times greater than that achieved by the average ASX 200 listed company, and more than double the average over the last 5 years. And as I said before, the next step in this is the creation of Oz Minerals, and it was his enthusiasm and initiative that has been able to create this company. Now, one of the consequences of the merger is Owen standing down as Managing Director and CEO to allow Andrew to assume that role. Therefore, he is unable to complete his contract of employment, which would have continued until the end of next year. And your board is of the view that we wish to retain Owen's services and that he should be appropriately compensated for his past services as CEO. There are a number of components to the payout, and you'll have seen these set out in the notice of meeting. The total amount of the termination payment is approximately twice Owen's 2007 annual remuneration, as disclosed in last year's remuneration report, which the board believes is a reasonable multiple, especially as Owen's contract had 18 months still to run. I note that the re-election to the board has been overwhelmingly supported by shareholders, and I'm delighted with that. We've always wanted to make sure that Owen continued to contribute his ideas and his talent. It is therefore particularly disappointing to your board and to me personally that based on proxies lodged prior to the meeting, which are displayed on the screen behind me, shareholders have indicated they would decline to support Owen's termination package. I would also like to draw your attention to the fact that notwithstanding that the majority of proxy voters were directed against this motion, a clear majority of the number of shareholders who voted are supportive of Owen's termination payment. The percentage of shareholders that have directed proxy votes in favour of the motion is 63.8%. I want to reiterate that Owen Hegarty agreed to terminate his contract early in order to enable this merger to happen. It's as simple as that. A number of shareholders have indicated to us that their objection is to some of the elements of Owen's termination payment rather than all. With that in mind, after having spoken to Owen, in the interest of fairness, I am going to withdraw this resolution. Your board will carefully consider the feedbacks we've had, obtain further advice, and decide how to proceed. As you would expect of us, the board will act in the best interests of the company, and consistent with that duty, will look to treat Owen fairly in the circumstances, and we will keep shareholders informed as appropriate. Ladies and gentlemen, other than the closure of the poll, that concludes the business of the meeting.